"We could do with the slates stacking round the floor, ready for when we get the laving up," he said grudgingly. "Piles of 20 by each stanchion."
"Jolly good. I'll start doing that, then."
He walked over to where Anne was standing beside a workbench, slicing up the bark with a fission jigsaw. She was wearing a pair of hand-stitched shorts and halter top, both made from grey jumpsuit fabric. There was a huge pile of the slates on the ground around her. Her long face was crunched up in an expression of furious concentration, dark auburn hair hanging in damp tassels.
"We don't need the slates that urgently," Horst said lightly, "and I'm certainly not going to complain to Mr. Manani if you slacken off a bit."
Anne's hand moved with mechanical precision, guiding the slender blade in a rectangular pattern through the big sheet of glossy ginger-coloured qualtook bark. She never bothered to mark out the shape, but each one came out more or less identical.
"Stops me thinking," she said.
Horst started to pick up some of the slates.
"I was sent here to encourage people to think. It's good for you."
"Not me. I've got Eilid tonight. I don't want to think about it."
Eilid was one of the Ivets. Horst knew him as a thin-faced lad who was quiet even by their standards.
"What do you mean, you've got him?"
"It's his turn."
"Turn?" Anne suddenly looked up, her face a mask of cold rage, most of it directed at Horst.
"He's going to fuck me. It's his turn tonight. Do you want it in writing, Father?"
Horst knew his face was reddening.
"I didn't know."
"What the hell do you think we'd do in that big hut at night? Basket weaving? There are 3 girls and 15 boys. And the boys all need it pretty bad. Banging their fists each night isn't enough, so they take it in turns with us. Those that aren't ACDC. Quinn draws up a nice little impartial list, and we stick to it. He makes sure it's dished out fairly, and he makes sure nobody spoils the merchandise. But Eilid knows how to make it hurt without making it painful, without it showing.
Do you want to know how, Father? You want the details? The tricks he's got?"
"Oh, my child, this must stop at once. I'll speak to Pole and the council." Anne surprised him. She burst into shrill, contemptuous laughter.
"God's brother, I can see why they've dumped you out here, Father. You'd be bloody useless back on Earth. You're going to stop the boys from screwing me and Jemima and Kay, are you? Then where are they going to go for it, huh? Lots of your good parishioners got daughters. You think they want Ivets prowling round at night? And how about you, Father? Do you want Leslie and Douglas giving your sweet little friend Jay the eye? Do you? Because they will if they can't get it from me. Get real, Father."
She turned back to the sheet of bark, a dismissal that was frightening in its finality. Nothing Horst could offer was of the remotest use. Nothing. It was there, right at the bottom of his pack, where it had lain for 6½ months, untouched, unneeded, because the world was full of worthy challenges, and the sun shone, and the village grew, and the plants blossomed, and the children danced and laughed. Horst took out the bottle and poured a long measure. Scotch, though this thick amber liquid had never rested in oak barrels in the Highlands, it had come straight out of a molecular filter programmed with a taste of a long-lost ideal. But it burnt as it went down and slowly lit up his belly and his skull, which was all he wanted from it. How stupid! How blind to think the serpent hadn't come with them to this fresh world! How obtuse that he, a priest, hadn't thought to look below the shining surface of achievement to see the sewer beneath! He poured another measure of scotch, breath coming in hot bursts between gulps. God, but it felt good to abandon mortal failings for a few brief hours, to hide in this warm, silent, forgiving place of sanctuary. "God's brother," she had said. And she was right. Satan is here amongst us, piercing our very heart. Horst filled his glass to the very top, staring at it in abject dread. Satan, Lucifer, the bright bringer, the light brother.
"Oh, no!"
he whispered. Tears filled his eyes.
"Not that. Not that here. Not the sects spreading over this world's purity. I can't, dear Lord, I can't fight that. Look at me. I'm here because I can't.